So at CMI, we run an annual survey with parents. And the most recent survey, as you said, shows us that 3 in 5 parents now think that an apprenticeship provides a better chance of getting a good job than going to university. Actually, at CMI, we already know this because we're involved in delivering a range of management apprenticeships. And we see firsthand the impact that they have on an individual's performance and productivity and how they enhance your career. So, you know, our message to all those young people picking up their A-level results tomorrow is that there is a real choice beyond the traditional 3-year university degree and to think about applying for an apprenticeship.
What do you think is driving this? Because before it would be, as you say, school, university, maybe school gap year university, but the trends now, awareness of degree apprenticeships are rising year on year.
That's right. So we've been conducting this survey with parents for a number of years. And as you say, awareness of apprenticeships and awareness of degree apprenticeships have risen year on year. And we think that degree apprenticeships may be what is behind driving this improvement. If you ask parents, as we have, you know, around degree apprenticeships, over 80% think that degree apprenticeships are a great option for young people who are considering studying for a degree. And around 3/4 of parents think that they will provide a better chance of getting a good job than a traditional university degree.
So briefly, Rob, on this poor careers advice, do you think that's the reason for the drive on this?
I think there's a lot of positive news around apprenticeships, but there are still some barriers which prevent or deter young people from taking up apprenticeships. And one of those is around careers advice. Again, in our survey, we've asked parents their views on the careers provision in schools and colleges. And it's quite clear that in many schools and colleges, there's a perception that either apprenticeships aren't being offered as an alternative pathway to young people, or even worse, in some cases, that they're only being offered to those young people who are seen as less academic.